Another hurdle to climb. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Boulware. It's another challenge to the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, that's made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Kansas and 33 other states had the federal government set up health exchanges on the marketplace instead of setting up their own state exchange. The question Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt poses is who should legally receive subsidies.
It's like, even though the statute says pretty plainly that only states that set up their own exchange are eligible for certain tax credits and benefits and mandates that go along with them. Even though that's what the statute says, the IRS wrote regulations that says, never mind, everybody gets those benefits.
If the states win, would that destroy the law?
It's gone on long enough now that there are people who have relied on it, and there's going to be disruption in the event that a majority on the court says the IRS lacked the authority to do what it's done.
Up to 8 million people could be affected. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit Western Kansas News.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Boulware.